Thank you for choosing Keystone First Community Health Choices Participant Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant.
Para asistencia en español, diga español.
If you are a participant, say participant. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
Medicaid.
That's Medicare. Did I get that right?
No.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
Medicaid.
That's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Service coordinator.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI. Sorry, I did not.
3 4 6 8 6 2 2 0 0 0 1.
Sorry, I'm unable to identify your NPI. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Denise. May I have your name?
Hi, Denise. This is Mary from Family First Home Care Agency.
Okay, Mary. Good morning. Can I have your first initial of your last name?
Mary Vargas.
Your telephone number, what's your extension?
It's 267-551-7437.
May I have the rendering provider's NPI, or do you have a provider ID?
The NPI, right?
Yes.
NPI is 103-468-622-0001.
That's too many numbers. It's supposed to be 10 digits for the NPI.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, my bad. It's 189-125-2755.
All right. That doesn't come up for me. Do you have a Keystone provider ID?
Yes. It's 307-828-94.
All right. Thank you. And what was the name of the home care?
Family First.
And the last four of the tax ID?
The tax ID, the last four numbers?
Yes, please.
3555.
Thank you. And are you calling on behalf of the Billing Department for Family First Care, LLC, for claim status today?
I want to confirm the status of a patient.
Okay, and when you say a status of a patient, to see if they're eligible or?
Yeah, the thing is that we receive like a new profile from them for UPMC, but the patient told us that they did not request a change of insurance or a change, like they didn't receive any information regarding that. So I wanted to speak with the service coordinator.
Okay. So let me get this straight to make sure I have it correctly. So the member the member was originally under UPMC Medicaid, correct?
No. They are still under Keystone, but we receive a profile for them for UPMC.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Give me just a few moments here. What's the member's ID number?
The ID number, give me 1 second. Like the Medicaid ID?
Yes.
Is 001-970-7520.
Okay, let me pull this up here. 1 moment.
Sure.
Member's name and date of birth?
So his name is Freddie Lewis. His date of birth is December 5, 1969.
Okay. And are you showing any other insurance for this member?
Sorry?
Are you showing any other insurance for this member?
Yeah, there's another one for UPMC.
Yeah, so I think that's probably what it is because this member is terminated. They don't have Keystone anymore. They terminated from 10-1 of 25. So if the member didn't make this change, the service coordinator wouldn't be able to, like, switch the benefits back. The member has to call member services and let them know that they no longer want UPMC and they want to stick with Keystone to change them back to Keystone. I can give you the number for them to call so that way they can get their benefits back over.
Yeah, please.
All right. And so the telephone number is going to be 855-332-0729. If you want to be on the line with the member just would have to give consent for the member services team to talk with you so you can help them switch their plan back.
Okay, I see. Thank you. So they were terminated as of October 1st?
Yes, that's correct. They don't have any active coverage.
Okay. Okay, thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. Any additional questions or concerns today, Mary?
No, that's everything. Thank you so much, Denise.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.